Des Moines Sounds Like.
Star 102.5.
When you have a similar name to somebody, maybe a similar phone number, you get confused. Happens to us. We get calls from Buffalo, New York, Toronto. Yep. We got a call from Toronto, Canada this morning looking for some Michael Bublé tickets.
Yeah, by the way, I went to that radio station's Facebook page and they are. It's their big contest all day, Michael Bublé tickets.
She was disappointed. She was excited at first. She said, I finally got through, but I got through to Des Moines, Iowa.
Whoops.
Yeah. So when's it happened to you? 280-1025. All right. So go ahead.
Okay. So my name is Jennifer. My cousin, I waited till I was 40 to get married. But my cousin didn't wait so long. He got married right after high school and married a girl named Jennifer.
Oh.
So this girl would try to write checks at the mall, and everyone in town knew me. So they would say, no, you're not her. And she's like, yes, I am. Like, no. She's like, I have a valid license. And I'm like, nope, that's not you. You're not Jennifer.
The downside, this is the good and bad about being from a small town. You know, the good is
exactly.
That it's much more difficult to, you know, use someone
off.
Else's identity.
Right.
But absolutely. The downside.
I'm like, oh, God, I didn't know that many people would stick up for me if they thought somebody had stolen my identity.
Hey, thank you. You have a great
day. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Hi, Star. Good morning. So what's your story?
Well, it was about 20 years ago. My parents' old phone number was one number off from an escort service here in town. And my dad worked nights, and so my mom was always leery because she would get phone calls at various times in the evening for particular types of women. And she was dumbfounded. She had no idea, and this kept going on for months. And she was sick of, you know, saying, hey, I'm a hot redhead. You're not interested in me. Plus, I'm old. And so she finally changed their number. But the bad thing was is I was in college, and they failed to tell me they changed their phone number. So that was a double whammy.
So you're trying to get a hold of them, and you can't. Oh, that's great.
No.
Yeah.
No,
man.
I'm like, I'm the last person to find out that you changed your phone number just because it's an escort service. Give me a break, people.
And also, I didn't know the escort services existed to the point of having a phone number
in the day.
This was before internet. This was probably 25 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah. You had to look at the back of newspapers. They were in there.
Hey, you found those women somewhere.
Thanks for calling. Have a great day.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, Star. Okay, what's your story?
Okay, so our work number ends in the same letters that spell anal.
Oh, goodness gracious.
So we would answer the phone. This would be like the 800 number. And people would start breathing heavy. And we'd be like, what the heck? And we'd hang up, right? And this went on for a long time before somebody finally said, well, isn't this the anal hotline?
Oh, gosh. Oh, my gosh. Again.
Needless to say, we don't have that 800 number anymore.
No, but Carl, if you were surprised they had a number for escort services.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, okay. You have a great day. Thanks. Bye.
Tweet us at Star 102.5.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt
on Star 102.5.